This is week 3 in our month of mastery in transformation. So we move into week 3's practice by taking a deep breath. Let's do that now. We remind ourselves that transformation is God's idea, that we are in an evolutionary universe, ever seeking to expand and explore the edges of its current knowing and deepen and become more at every level of becoming. You and I are part of this becoming, and so there is a pull in us, a longing in us for the what's next, for the greater, for the freer, for the moreness. We just at times get confused in thinking that moreness has to do only with materiality versus spirit. What we really are longing for is the ever-expanding experience of freedom that comes in our relationship with the real self. That relationship brings with it greater freedom, greater creativity, greater peace, greater sense of being right with oneself, greater joy, all of the aspects of life, when we know we are in our own aliveness, become more. And so transformation then is the process by which we move from a sense of being isolated, orphaned, frightened by circumstances, trying very hard to get things in the world to be a certain way, to a sense of freedom of being and trust in our source and supply, and a sense of creativity that flows easily to and through us, and a knowing that we make a difference, that we are in alignment with that difference-making power that is within us. We are transforming every aspect, not only of our outer life, but that outer life changes as we transform our relationship with our inner life, our relationship with who we really are, and the discovery that that one is sacred, that one is holy, that one is eternal, that one is God. And so on this journey, as we challenge our chart and begin to realize more consciously and more powerfully that life is not happening to me, but life is moving through me. And my point of power is not in the external world. My point of power is within me and is here and now. Not then or there, not before or in front of, but here and now. And we begin to move from this inner chart of the I Am presence. And we begin to chart our life by the relationship with the real self. And in that relationship, listening deeply to the real self, we make a choice about the life we are choosing to live now. Not based on our history, not based on our upbringing, not based on our education or our money or the approval of others, based on and informed by the leading and the guidance of the real self, paying attention to our longing, paying attention to our yearning, and informed by all the many parts of one's self, we make a conscious, awake choice for the life we are choosing and willing to live now. As we do this, we will come up and bump up against our sense of capacity, our sense of ability to bring about the life we're choosing. For choosing a life that is greater and grander and more free than the life we've known means we must also evolve our understanding of who we are to bring into time that greater experience of life. For this we came into the world, to bear witness, ever greater witness, to the glory of the I Am that indwells us. So the I Am itself is evolving through the forms of our experience and expression, its presencing, as you, the genius of you, the wonder of you, the beauty of you, the blessing of you, for everyone you know and everyone you meet. So as you and I yield to this greater capacity, over time we begin to become astounded at times by that power moving through the lens of our lives. There is nothing you could yearn for, no life you could dream of that is beyond your capacity to bring it about. For that capacity is way more than your ego, way more than your education, way more than anything that can be measured or documented by things of this world. You are sourced in the infinite. And if you are breathing right now, the universe has already deemed you worthy, has called you into being. There was nothing you had to do or ever could do to earn your capacity, to deserve your worthiness. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High. You are a child of life itself, ever yearning for fuller and greater expression. So it is natural in you, and it is right in you, to want to bring forth the more. And to take no other gods before me means that you will not make things of this world more important than the right relationship with your holy self, which means you listen to that self as your highest authority. You remind yourself that that self has all the capacity you need. All the capacity you need to bring forth the life of your deepest dreams, as you currently dream them, or something even better still. So the life you have decided for and choose for, the life you are choosing to live now, this or something even better. This life is your destination points. It's how you set your sails, all the while knowing it is this life or something even better still. You have all the capacity you could ever need and more to bring about the life you're choosing to live now. But part of you doesn't yet know that. This week, it's about blessing, honoring, and deepening your remembering of your true capacity, sourced not in things of the world, but sourced in your true relationship with the one who gives you life, who is breathing you right now, and with every breath saying, I know you. I love you. I am. I am. I am. We take this, we relax into it, and we let it go. Amen.